this meeting is being recorded. The time is 4:01 p.m. I'm calling the meeting to order. Everybody should have an agenda with them, and it is also on the screen. How is the screen? You should move it a little bit more like this. Is that better?
Yeah.
Can everyone see it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it still? Can you see it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Turn it a little bit more. All right, well, somebody just move it if it's not good. Lauren, is it good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, first item on the agenda is I'm going to make a proposal for someone to make a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting.
I move we do now approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Perfect. Good job, team. All right, our minutes are approved. Next on the agenda, are there any public comments from anyone for items that are not on the agenda?
Actually, one Mark? Quick one. Mm-hmm. We are working to have a virtual meeting with all the commissions mm-hmm. in May, so more information will be coming. MOD will be attending.
Okay.
So it'll be a nice, I want to have like a round table, give all the commissions what we're doing and have you guys share what you are doing.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
All in one place.
Yeah, we like that.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
Any other public comments? Anything not on the agenda?
Just a friendly reminder that while we're recording this, we're here to do that, to create the awareness in the community. And if you have any other opportunities at time to time, such as may be, just let me know and we can schedule to do a recording or whatever is required to help spread the news. So.
Perfect. Steve Sherlock.
I just
reminding
one thing
us.
Too.
This is public comment, so just hang tight
okay.
for a moment.
Okay.
Any other public comments for anything not on the agenda? All right, awesome. We will come back to you after.
That's what I talked about the last time.
Okay, yeah, just a reminder that the public comment section is for members of the public
right.
that are not members of our committee, and then for members of our committee, it's best to request something to be put on the agenda. However, that is somewhere, hang tight.
It's okay.
Hang tight, it's on a document. You know, let me come back to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the public comments. Announcements from the chair. The only update I have for today are the AAB non-compliance letters. Again, the Architectural Access Board, AAB, just an update. There are no new ones. The updates are that 443 East Central, which was the fiscal one that had the parking issues, that one, the order had said that it was supposed to be done by March 21st. So I don't have any other updates. That was just the stipulated order, March 21st. For Glen Meadow, they have been handed a second notice. So apparently they did not reply to the first. And now they have a second notice, which means, and then if they don't reply to that one within 10 days, they are subject to a $1,000 fine every day until they do something, reply with a plan, something of the sort.
Well, if you want me to explain the process a little bit?
Hang tight on that.
Okay.
These were meant to be just kind of like brief
yeah.
for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you though. And then for MBTA, that one, the stipulated order says that they were supposed to be in compliance by May 10th, and that's the updates I have there. I know that's also a big statewide thing with MBTA, so that's all we know for the Franklin Dean Station for now. That is it for those letters. Those are the only updates I have for now. And so now we'll move into old business. The first item for old business is an update on our resource document going live. So this is the document that we finished last meeting. We voted, approved it being, quote, done. It's never completely done, but done to be released to the public. So it was submitted to Julie at the town admin's office. She put it on our website, or I should say Gus and Melanie. Somebody put it on the website. I think it was more Gus and Melanie that did. Probably Melanie. So that is on the town website, and I've already gotten correspondences from it. So people have seen it, they're looking at it. One thing I quickly say, and then I'll go to those correspondences just so we can discuss them and vote on a couple things, is they also shared it on social media, which was fantastic. The town used their social media channels to let the public know about it. I just want to quickly give us an awareness for any conflict of interest, because I took time just to learn this myself in the years I've done all of this. And it's important for all of us to know that if there's ever something put out by the town, especially if the town seal is involved, and it's something related to your role on the Commission on Disability, it cannot be shared on your own social media. And that goes for pictures, posts, any type of content in that way. So just a heads up on that. It just made me think of that when our document got posted on social media. We hadn't discussed that. And who would think about that unless, you know, you don't want to end up in that situation. So if anything ever does in the future, if there's pictures we take as a commission and there's the town seals in that picture, or it's a picture that was taken by the town of Franklin, like that, those things can't go on our social media. So. But awesome that the town did that to put it out to the public, which is really exciting. And then here are the things that people reached out about. So St. John's Episcopal Church, they reached out to me saying, hey, we love this document. We would love to be added to this document as a resource. So my question to them was, how are you a resource, right? Because the public also doesn't know we're working on a whole separate document, which is the Accessibility in Franklin document. So this one is about resources. Resources for individuals who navigate disability. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Come on in. We're just talking about how our resource document has gone live.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very exciting. Take a sip of water. Thanks, Lauren.
Nice to meet you. Give you no choice.
Randy, this meeting's being recorded by Steve Sherlock. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. So, again, going back to this is our resource document we're talking about. And the goal for this document is to be naming places, things that are a resource. I asked them, you know, how would you consider, what resources do you have? Like, as a church, what are their resources? And their reply was, we are handicap accessible. And I said, okay, how else are you accessible? What else do you offer? And they said, well, we have a sound. I said, what about ASL, Braille, anything, any other programs? They said, we do offer, we have a sound system, was just the reply to that. And then the other thing was, let me just make sure I'm accurate on this. It was something about, so that's physical accessibility. We are full accessible for worship. That's, so then I asked for clarification. Yeah, so the entrance has no stairs and wide doors. So it was all about how the facility is accessible, but not necessarily a resource. Where when we created the document, I'm going to go to the faith section for us to recall, we put Happy Place from Bethany Community Church on there because it is a resource specifically for children ages 5 to 15 with special needs to learn about Jesus. So what do you all think in the reply to this one and the difference between a resource or being put on the our other document that simply states what their accessibility is for the church?
We're happy to advertise the accessibility.
Yeah.
But it's different from a resource.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Is that what we all think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because we could, you know, then otherwise the resource list could end up listing any location, whether, yeah. Okay. So we'll do that. I'll reply and let them know that we'll put them on the next document.
Do you have a definition of the resource and put it on the resource page and on the next doc as well? That might help.
These are resources located in the town of Franklin, within 30 minutes of Franklin, or can be accessed virtually. It doesn't specifically say, it doesn't define resources.
Right. That may help, because otherwise you may get more of that, especially in that case where they saw another church and it's like, hey, we're accessible. If they didn't fully understand that there's a service available there, that's relatively unique, then in their mind, they may think, oh, I'm a resource too, to that extent.
Right. What do we all think?
Maybe even just after these are resources located in the town of Franklin, that offer, you know,
specific services?
Yeah, services like, and services specific to the needs of, maybe not specific, but,
well,
you know what I mean? Just
I feel like this doesn't even define it as much more, though. Because then what are specific accessible services?
Yeah.
I feel like we'd have to have a lot of definitions. Lauren, what are you thinking? I see the wheels.
No, I just feel like what the actual definition of a resource
right.
is.
Well, let's find
let's
out.
Let's look.
Something that is available for use or can be used for support or help. An available supply. So something that's available for use or that can be used for support or help.
So I think I can see their perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
The church is a support.
What if we say services instead then? Instead of resources, services? Because I feel like services defines more like we're expecting you to have an actionable thing that, like a reason somebody with accessibility goes there because they can receive a service, not just be a place. Mm-hmm. Should we replace the word resources with services?
Yeah, because anything, the library is a disability-related resource. Because you could say, well, that's where I could look up stuff about, you know, is it, you know what I mean? Is it a resource
yeah.
because they have the information about it?
True.
Or is it a resource because they provide?
Yeah. I do think the name services is more specific. What do you think, Cheryl?
Yeah. Services.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll do that. We'll just switch the name to services and see. I mean, this is, you know, the first one that came across like that. So I can define it specifically to that person and then mm-hmm. we can change. I'll change the name on the other two documents that go along with this too that people can fill out to, which nobody filled out one of the forms, but they emailed me, so that's okay.
How about disability-related service providers? Or is that just extra words for no good reason? I don't know. No, it's just a...
Yeah, probably just extra words.
Extra
yeah.
word.
Yeah. I just think this is good.
To the chase.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the other one. The other one I do think is a fit as a resource. I think this is a perfect example of the difference between like a location mm-hmm. and actual services. Mm-hmm. Where so this other one, let me pull up this email. This is the COD email, so you can look at all the emails here. I'm not hiding anything. I'm trying to see. Oh, this was it. This one? Yes. Nope. That's about MOD. Oh, must be this one. Okay. So this other one, she was saying this organization offers two different things. One, they offer some work and volunteer opportunities that are disability related, and then the other is food pantry related. I was like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, nonprofit, what is the name? I was looking for the name. I think it's Community Servings. So one is a food pantry based one that actually they do serve Franklin residents. So if you're okay with that, we could add that under the, mm-hmm. we don't have a specific food category, but we have like financial and low income, yeah. which is where like SNAP and the Franklin Food Pantry is. So we could put them under there if you agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then the work and volunteer one that they do, we could put under the work living community section if you guys agree with that.
That's great.
Because again, Franklin residents can, and they're within 30 minutes. So do you agree with both of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Go team. I will reply to both of those inquiries. Moving on then. The accessibility in Franklin document. So I will, X out of this one. Now this is the one that we are currently working on and is gonna take us a lot of time. So we'll be nice and patient and work a little bit month to month on this.
Thank you.
This document is an objective resource where we are naming locations in the town of Franklin and stating various descriptions about it and how it is accessible or not accessible. For example, entertainment is first, the black box is listed first alphabetically. We have a few descriptions: parking, entrance, atmosphere, restrooms, cost. So parking, very objective, right? It's not our opinion, it's just objective. There are handicapped parking spots. I need to go look at exactly how many, but that I would ideally say how many van spots. Yeah, there's even more than two. There might be even four there. They have a lot.
In the black box proper, and then they have some of the intermissions too.
Yeah. Yeah, we have intermission as a separate. For each detail, we just state the facts. So that way we're not giving our opinion. It is all factual. This is Franklin only. We are not going out of Franklin for this. And I have to say, I am so impressed at all the things that were added to this document from the last meeting till now. So let's go through this and check out what's been done since the last time. So entertainment was Michael's category. And I'm just gonna scroll down. Looks like, so do you have anything written or looked up for entertainment?
Well, I was thinking about the black box.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as anything other than entertainment, there isn't much right now except that black box, which is downtown.
It has to be in Franklin, right?
Yeah.
And it has, like, would entertainment, bowling,
anything like right, like yeah, bowling, movie theaters, and yeah, we don't have those things.
We don't have those things.
Right? Yeah,
the town doesn't have any of them.
Although I wonder, let me look at our categories again.
They used to.
We could put like the Children's Museum of Franklin under there. That can be entertainment. Mm-hmm.
The Universalist Church. They have a
Circle of Friends coffee house. Yeah, runs there.
They have a lot of events or shows that.
What's it called? Universalist Church?
Yeah, First Universalist Church.
Okay.
Well, we have an events category, and we have it listed as recurring events, so that way we're not responsible for, like, one-off things.
Okay.
But yeah, entertainment would definitely be, like, consistent, established businesses that are for entertainment purposes.
Well, that would be the Circle of Friends.
So.
That is a formal group within FUSF. And they've been running it for 20+30 years.
Yeah.
No, they've already had a transition, so they've got a future.
Perfect.
It's called the Circle of Friends.
Yeah, Circle of Friends Coffee House.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for this category then, for entertainment, Gwen, Michael, would you mind maybe sending me an email with a couple of any entertainment you can find? That would be great. Awesome. All right, so then events. Gus took events. He's not here, but let me see if anything. Nothing was added, so we'll have to go back to that another time. Health and fitness. Randy, any updates on health and fitness?
No, I apologize. It's just been crazy.
I accidentally found some fitness ones while I was looking for recreational things, so I can add them to this category. I put them under rec, and then I realized we had a health and fitness category, so I'll pull them up to that.
Okay.
All right, so from now until next meeting, if you come up with any other health or fitness-related ones, just shoot me an email or bring it to the next meeting or whatever.
So we don't fill that in ourselves?
You can.
Right.
If you're comfortable with it, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because that way I'll know
what
you put in there already. Then there won't be a duplicate. Plus I can see what you did.
Yeah.
How you did it. So, no, I think I can deal with the doc. Otherwise I'll let you know.
Perfect. Were you going to say something, Laura?
I was going to say we started with just listing places first as a way to like break down how complex it is.
Yeah, so it's just locations right now. We're not actually doing the details yet. Just like naming the places.
Oh.
You don't have to visit them. You don't have to evaluate them. Just,
you don't have to check out the bathrooms.
No. No.
Not yet.
Oh.
Just the names.
Yeah.
I know like the historical museum is filled in because I did that originally for an example, but like Black Box, you know, it's the name and the address are the things that we need, which we didn't discuss the whole address thing last time. I just added that. And I noticed some people picked up on that, but yeah, so just the name and the address for now.
I don't see anything that says what it is, or does that come under like the Black Box? It does, you don't put in, it's a place where yada, yada, yada?
Well, the details are gonna start to give that. When we do fill in the details, like let me go to playgrounds for a minute, like sports and rec, I did this section, so let me do one that's somewhat filled out already. I know, like, oh, right here. So, like, Fletcher Fields and the playground, see under activity access, it says the baseball fields, playground, hockey rink. So, but we can talk about adding that stuff after. Right now, our goal is to just have the names and addresses of places.
All right,
cool. Medical, let's see, Cheryl, any updates on the medical?
I did not. Due to my husband's illness,
okay.
I had no time, actually.
Okay.
So.
And then this is helping me realize medical is separate from health and fitness. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if you don't mind trying to work on it in the next month, or if you need help, we can try to disseminate.
Sure. Yeah.
Same. Places of worship, we didn't have a name, but somebody did it. So, who, Lauren? Wow, this is very impressive. I put it in alphabetical order after, which...
I'm sorry.
We hadn't talked about that. And when I did my own, I was like, oh, this needs to be alphabetical. So after I did mine, I just went to town with the others. So from going forward, anybody that does work on the document, if we could do it alphabetical from the beginning, that's definitely helpful. But this is a perfect example of what we're looking for right now, where like the Anglican Church of the Redeemer, the address, and then the bullet points are copied and pasted for the future, but they're not filled out yet, just the location. So this is very extensive. It looks like
we have a lot of churches.
We do have a lot of churches.
Wow.
Yeah, look at all these. So thank you, Lauren, for filling that in.
The Interfaith Council is a subset of all the churches that we have. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Wait, did you also do restaurants and cafes? Oh my gosh. Look at you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Madam Chairwoman. are we doing fast food places also? Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to add something.
Okay. I know, I was like, I don't ever go to restaurants, so I was like, I don't even know what's in Franklin, really. I was looking at this, I was like, oh, look at all these places. So, this is awesome. Dave's Hot Chicken, Five Guys. Wow, what a list. By the way, I wanted to make sure to ask everybody, just to double check, I know we share things on the screen here and people have access to it on the drive, but is there anyone who prefers paper handouts at meetings when we're working on this stuff for accessibility needs, or are people cool with the screen, or what works for you?
Screen.
I like the screen.
Yeah.
I'm good. Michael, you good with the screen?
I'm good.
Okay, cool. Thank you all for saving me printing. No, just kidding. I'll happily do it though if anyone ever needs it. All right. So let's see. Retail. Now, my name was next to retail, but somebody filled in retail. So was that also you? Was it or you?
I think I was in the Bahamas.
Laura's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Which I was quite happy about. Thank you.
I was on a roll.
Well, that's what I would say with the resource one. Remember where everyone was like, wait, you what? You finished it? I was like, yeah, I was just on a roll. Okay, cool. So retail is very extensive right now as well. That looks very, extensive. Like, well done. And then, thank you, Lauren. Last is sports and rec, which this one I was able to, quote, cheat a little bit because our rec department has a spreadsheet of locations, which I'm so glad I looked at because I would not have thought of half of them myself. And a lot of names have changed for things and whatnot. So I need to go through this one again. The spreadsheet I saw was outdated, and then I emailed Ryan Jetty literally today, and he got back to me. I was like, oh, here's a more updated one, so I need to go back through it. But sports and rec should also be well covered. I even included when there are private ones, like this says private, because it is a rec thing, and people can go there. It's just not like a playground that's public use, for example. So... all right, those are the updates on the accessibility document. Any questions or anything on that so far?
Can I get a category?
Yes. Actually, so let's see. We decided the ones that are pretty much done were sports and rec, retail, restaurants, places of worship was, right? Did you say you did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one's done.
I'm just going to put your name because then it helps me be like, it's done. So it was this one, okay. So the categories that are not yet completed for just names and addresses are entertainment, events, health and fitness, and medical. Everybody has a name next to it. Kelly doesn't have anything assigned yet, having not been at the last meeting. So how would you like to help divide that up between all of you and Kelly so that we can try to do our best to have the categories filled for the next meeting?
Yes. Suggestion, if I may. There are other links of collections of lists that if I provided, maybe she could go with that new list and confirm that they're already there.
Sure.
That would
be helpful.
Be an option.
We like options. We like that. I'm trying to think of what maybe... there might be more listed than, like, I have a feeling there'll be more medical than, like, health and fitness would be my assumption. So maybe, I don't know, do you want to, like, coordinate and maybe split, like, medical in half or something? Or,
yeah, that's.
Or if you're feeling like I have so much on my plate, any of you, if you're like, I really don't feel like I can get it done, we can have see if Kelly can, I don't know, you, let me hear from all of you.
Yeah.
Can I just... health and fitness, I should know that I should have asked this before. So fitness is pretty easy. It's Planet Fitness. Health, is that more like health food stores or, you know, places that make health, you know, slime, slushies? It's not like the urgent care.
Right, because that would be medical. So right. Should we just call it...
what about the Ivy place in Franklin?
Yeah, more like holistic. Or should we consider that medical?
Which place?
I think they could overlap and be two categories.
Yeah. It could be like, what if it was like health and medical, and fitness goes under sports and recreation?
That too.
Yeah.
Because...
it's kind of a sport.
Some of the gyms, like I said, by default are already listed under sports and rec because I came across them while looking at the things that I found.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I saw Adirondack. I'm not sure I would have put it in that page you had it. I thought it would have been. But if you got it in two places,
I didn't move it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Two places is better than not.
So what did we say? Health and medical together?
And then move fitness down.
Health and medical, and then fitness as part as of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then if we do that, then... let's see. So then that means like Randy and Cheryl working together on health and medical... maybe it could be split up by like conventional medicine, like, I don't know, for example, it doesn't have to be this, but Cheryl could be more of the like conventional medicine places like the Milford Regional building on 140 or a physical therapy place or whatnot. Or actually, now that I said that out loud, If you're more like doctor-based medical stuff that gets added, maybe Randy could be like holistic stuff and Kelly could be therapies. Or not at all that, or assign them different to different people. What do you think about helping each other?
What about the sports and rec? Who was that?
I can do that because there's already a bunch listed.
Okay.
Like if fitness gets pulled down there.
So switch, in other words, my focus to some portion of medical or health and medical, right?
Yeah, so like the health and medical category, if the three of you work on that to fill it in for the next meeting, I'm just trying to think of a good way to divide up that category so that you're not all doing the same thing.
Right.
I mean, are we talking every dentist and every... shrink and
we are
practitioner.
Yep,
one person could do therapy places.
Mm-hmm. Building based, not like doctor based,
right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be Dr. Smith and Dr. blah 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 blah, no. But
professional physical
it's more like a practice.
Yeah.
Yes,
right, even though there may only be one guy,
right?
It's almost like they have to have a name. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Find that online too.
So how do we do that?
You guys just decide which category you want.
Okay.
So within health and medical, the things that I've thought of are therapies like PT, OT, speech, counseling. I think that's like a category that can be in here. I'm thinking holistic health like chiropractors, acupuncture, massage, all of that. And then I'm also thinking doctors, labs, urgent cares,
yeah.
doctors. Mm-hmm. Those are, unless anyone can think of any other categories within that category. All right, who wants what?
So therapies, doctors, and what was the third one?
Like holistic based.
That's a pretty short list, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Chiropractors, massage people.
Acupuncture. Well,
that's not therapies.
No.
Okay. All right, Kelly, what do you want out of them?
I'll take holistic.
Okay, Randy, what do you want?
I'll take doctors.
Okay, Cheryl? I'll
do the medical, whatever the I can find.
You said holistic therapies.
Therapies,
okay.
Like physical, OT, and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, think mental health, PT, OT, speech. Yeah.
What were some other ones about holistic?
Chiropractic, okay, yeah. Acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Massage.
So you do a lot of this, so you know.
I don't think we have any naturopaths in Franklin, but...
They're under the radar.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd be, that's what I'm saying, you'd be surprised. As I've been looking stuff up, I'm like, wait, we have what in town? Randy said doctors, right? And you're a therapist, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I have a question about the restaurants and cafes. Instead of doing where it says cost, high and low, can we give like a range of price? Because like my high might not be someone else's high.
I love that you did that and I saw that. And so thank you for bringing it up. I think that makes it more objective too. So 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have on there certain stores accept EBT and stuff?
Beside what?
If they accept EBT or SNAP. I don't know if we put that on anything.
That would be a great thing, yeah. That's getting a little bit more into the detail portion,
yeah.
Which maybe we can start, because I know if we like keep going on this, we may not get to other things on the agenda, but as far as the details, I think that's a fantastic idea.
How about cannabis?
Yes, that could go under...
Fun.
Entertainment.
No, holistic.
Holistic? Well, holistic. But that would be retail. Because you're not like going there for treatment, you're going there to buy stuff to treat yourself at home. So that would be retail.
Okay.
Or in the car.
Unless, who knows, here in Massachusetts, maybe they open up a cannabis cafe in Franklin and that could go under restaurants and cafes and treatments and who knows.
I see it coming though, don't you?
Who knows? I do. We'll see. Anything else on the accessibility in Franklin document? Any public comments on it? Cool. All right. Next, let me X out of this. Item on the agenda is our education goal. Curious how everyone's doing. Lauren made us that wonderful document last time outlining some education that we could do. Anybody end up watching anything or learn anything new from it?
I have not yet.
I was in here, so.
Lauren made us a wonderful document that lists a whole bunch of videos that we can watch for education.
Oh, nice.
For, you know, ADA or AAB regulations, things like that.
Okay, awesome.
Can you remind me where that is? Is that on
the drive?
The same thing?
It's in the drive. I'll show you. I'll go to our homepage and then show you. So anytime you open our commission link, this is what it should look like when you first get there. And then education is a whole folder. Right. And then Lauren's document's in there, the training. Our document that Lauren helped create is in there. All right, cool. So just a reminder to check that out then, and whenever you're able to start learning. I was actually on a call today, right before we got here, learning, updating my knowledge on accessibility with beaches and outdoor fun. It's interesting. Okay, the next item on the agenda then would be our event goal of planning for the Strawberry Stroll. Now, in order to, again, help us to not feel like we have to talk about everything at once, I thought what we could talk about today would be items that we may need to order. So, last time we talked about wanting to have a bunch of things, which I'm going to scroll up for a minute, which we already have many of the things. I'm just not going to check them because for some reason it crosses them out too. So for items that we put on our list last meeting that we don't have yet and we would need to purchase include a tablecloth, chairs, tent, and the flyers, which reminds me, would anybody be willing to pick up our flyers from Allegro because they are done and they are paid for? They just need to be picked up.
Allegro? Where is that?
Well, where are they now?
They're off like in the...
Kenwood Drive.
Yeah, thank you.
How many? It's just a single piece of paper.
It's a stack of 100 flyers.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. That would be wonderful.
And just bring it to the next meeting?
Sure.
Good.
Question on the table, if I may. Clearly, you would want to use it for other public events, I would assume. There are other entities that borrow tables from the TV studio, so I'm already bringing a table or two to the Strawberry Stroll. I could always put another one in for the store.
Chairs too?
Chairs are accessible, yes. They do have some, and we can throw them in the truck vehicle.
Okay. Good to know, because right now it's March, and our budget goes till the end of June, so we really haven't spent a whole lot yet with our budget. Actually, let me pull that up too. So obviously if we have the budget, then why not for future stuff, but that's good to know if we need to.
Yeah.
We have $724.39 remaining to spend up until the end of June before the fiscal year renews. We do still need to, there's where I put all the prices. We do still need to hire an interpreter for the Strawberry Stroll too, which I did not put the price of that in. So if we were to order tablecloth, chairs, and a tent from Amazon, I found just specific ones, a pack of six chairs, one table, a personalized tablecloth with our logo, an average tent, but including one that has, like, you can put a side to it on any of the sides. So if the sun's really bright, we could, give ourselves some shade.
Yeah.
If we ordered all of those things, it would come to $384.72, which still leaves us with plenty of money for interpreter for that event.
Whose garage or basement or whatever does that stuff go into when it's not being used? I'm just curious, because should we look into just renting it?
Are we going to have a place in the
Mormons, right?
Oh yeah, it'd be better to purchase. But I think I feel like DPW has the space where they like store all of their holiday stuff. So maybe we could ask them to store some of our stuff. What were you gonna say, Lauren?
Oh, we got a mailbox, not a room.
Right. To
store. Okay.
I'm just curious.
Me too, because I don't want it at my house.
We're going to be able to wrestle it around. And
I'll ask DPW.
Well, didn't Steve just volunteer to take chairs and a table off the list?
If he were to bring them from Franklin TV and then bring them back, right? So, we're, like, not for us to store stuff we buy. But if they were to bring some, which again we can do that, but we do also have budget to purchase. So while we have the budget,
okay,
why not, kind of thing, right?
Because it doesn't roll over the budget.
Because then we could also very easily say yes to other events because we have the stuff. Whereas right now we're in our initial planning phases. We have to think about all of these things.
All right. Like I said, it's. The tricky part will be the logistics of, you know, getting it from wherever it is to wherever it's going.
Right.
For a lot of us.
So pending storage, how do we feel about ordering the items that we discussed at the last meeting?
If we can get storage, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Definitely a good investment.
I'll just break it down again. So a tent. A regular canopy tent, 10 by 10, with an option for a shaded side that we can move around would be on Amazon. And the town has an Amazon account, so I can easily send this to Gus and be like, buy this, please. $149.99. A six-pack of chairs that I looked at very carefully, decided that leather padding would probably feel better than like plain old metal ones. For us or visitors to the table, and that white would probably be better than black if it's really hot out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So those were my thoughts behind this, but a six pack of that type of chair folding would be $99.98. A 6 foot foldable table would be $49.75. And a personalized tablecloth with our logo on the front would be $74.99.
Looks good.
Yeah. I propose a motion to purchase all of these items that are currently listed.
I second the motion.
We need a motion first.
I move that we purchase all the items just listed.
Seconded.
Perfect. Done. We will do that. Thank you, everyone. Do you feel like it's working well the way that we've been going about all of these things where we tackle a tiny section of something meeting by meeting?
Oh, yeah.
You like,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, it works well for my brain too, so, okay. All right, moving on. The next item on the agenda under new business is discussing member numbers. So we currently have 7 members of our commission. We had 8. Mary is no longer on the commission. She stepped down, so now we have 7. An odd number is ideal, 1 for voting and 2 for a quorum, because whether we had 6 people or 7, we would still need a quorum of 4. So having 7 helps us more so with a quorum. Same thing if we were to have 8, then it's better to have 9. Ideally, right? Because quorum-wise, then we would need 5 people. What are your members? What are your thoughts on, do we want to add another member? Do we want to keep it the way we are right now? How do we feel?
I'd love to add another member. I think the more insight from other people, the better. Mm-hmm. But are people applying?
We would put a call out we would like announce it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, more input.
Yeah. Michael, what do you think?
More input
in diversity.
Diversity, yeah. Yeah.
Lauren?
More people to help do all the things, too.
Okay, so then the question is, are we thinking... So we have 7 right now. Do we want to consider one or two, right? So 8 or 9?
9. We want that odd number.
Again, an odd number is ideal.
Yeah.
Just depends on all of our thoughts with that.
9. 9.
Cheryl, what are you thinking up there in that number?
9. 9.
Michael, what are you thinking?
9. 9.
Did you already say? You nodded, so I kind of took that as. Okay, I agree with you. And if we're going to, quote, train one person, might as well train two at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I propose a motion that we start the process for bringing on 2 more members to our Commission on Disability.
Motion. I second the motion.
I move that we add 2 more members to the Commission on Disability.
Yeah. I second. Okay.
All right. Motion passes. I will discuss this with Jamie. So the way it works is I will have a conversation with Jamie Helen, our town administrator. There will be an announcement put out, and people can apply. We can also go back and review prior applications that had not been... that had been received, but the people were not added to the commission then. And then Jamie and I are the ones that work together on reviewing the applications, interviewing candidates, things like that. Technically speaking, Jamie and I can also make that decision on our own. However, I want all of your input. So when we get to the point of seeing what comes in and we have some people and thoughts and whatnot, I will bring them here because I think it's really important for us to discuss that together. And get your insights on it as well. So whenever that happens, I'll bring it back to us. Just know that in the meantime, it'll be working. We'll work behind the scenes on that. And then when Jamie makes the final decision, and then town council votes for all the officialness.
So if we know someone and we want to say, hey, I think you'd be good or you might be interested, what do they do?
They can go to the town website and apply for an open position, but we need to open the positions first. So I'll try to let you know when that happens. When Jamie says, okay, Allie, or, you know, Julie, when they say, we opened it, I can send out an email and let you know. Because that would be great if anyone does have personal recommendations, especially, again, thinking about the diversity of our group, what we already have and what we don't yet. That's a good thing to think about, too.
You should be able to still volunteer for a specific board, even if there's no position open.
Yeah, well, but yeah, we're just
the form itself is available.
Okay, yeah. Good to know. All right. So the form, I guess, should already be on the website.
Yeah, there's a volunteers link.
Okay.
And on that, you can inquire as to how many open spots there are. Clearly, you don't have any at the time. Maybe you can add to, clearly. But there's still a form to apply.
They can still apply. Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Then it's online. All right. Great. Next then would be, I'm so excited that we got to this. We finally got to this. We didn't last time. So sharing with you some accessibility improvements that have happened in the town of Franklin throughout 2025, particularly towards the end of 2025, basically to date to now. Especially with DPW, Tony and I talk a lot about things to, you know, sidewalks and things like that to fix. So here are some really exciting things that have improved in town for accessibility. So from DPW, one, there was originally a tripping hazard on Winter Street sidewalk. There was a much greater than half an inch, lip to a sidewalk, and they fixed it. So the third photo is in process, but it's done. It's been done for a while. So there's one. At the fire station, there was this huge crack and reported that, and that got fixed. So I don't have a picture of that because I haven't gone back. But that got fixed, and I had requested for them to trim back those shrubs to make it wide enough, and they did that. So that hopefully that's maintained as well. Mm-hmm. But that's also DPW since it's a municipal facility. Tony also told me that they updated the ADA detection pads, like the bumpy, pads at the curb cuts. Mm-hmm. What?
It's called tactile warning.
Tactile warning. Thank you. Like using the language here. Tactile warning. He said at, I think I might just, hold on one second. Ask him to pause because I can't hear.
We're almost done in 10 minutes. We're just having a hard time hearing.
Okay, I'll go the other way.
You're the best.
Thank you.
That's so good to see you.
Okay. All right, so he told me that they fixed the tactile warnings. Okay, at Brook Street and Shady Lane.
That's my road.
At High Street, the Common,
yeah.
And at King Street and Constitutional Boulevard, at Horace Mann Place, Marvin Ave, oh, and Martin Ave. So lots of repairs to those, which is amazing. So I'm super pumped about this in particular. At the Common, they finally added additional handicap spots on High Street. So there used to be a handicap spot on, what is that?
Union.
There was a handicap spot on Union, but it was really not compliant because you either had to go really far to get to a common entrance or go up a hill.
Yeah.
So they removed that spot and put that onto High Street, which is the flat street at the Common. So not only are there additional spots on the High Street now, but they're also striped. Yeah. So instead of just people randomly parallel parking on High Street, there are marked parking spots, which is going to greatly help. And then when the farmers market adds temporary signs, people will actually park in the right spots, which helps create more handicap parking when there's events and stuff. They also added a curb cut between, I think it's between the two handicap parking spots and an aisle stripe. So that is very exciting. All this is exciting, but can you tell I love this? I'm just like, oh, it's like Christmas. Okay, he said that they also said the ADA ramps on King Street, Grove Street, and Pond Street were upgraded. So a total of 39 updated ADA ramps within the town of Franklin.
Oh.
Very exciting. Those were DPW updates. So thank you to DPW for all of that. At Rockland Trust on Main Street, the pictures at the top show what it looked like before the curb cut was at an angle, which is not compliant.
Mm-hmm.
The handicap spots are going to get moved closer to the door. They haven't done the restriping yet. But the bottom picture shows that they actually put a brand new curb cut right at the entrance.
I saw that. That's my bank.
Oh, yay! And then they did update that curb cut, too. I just don't have a picture of it. So they're eventually going to move the two handicap spots to at the curb cut. But they just haven't restriped yet.
Central Street, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. That one is East Central. I mixed up that. This is the Main Street one. My bad. On Main Street, I had noticed that they just like end the walkway. It was like dirt and stuff from the rear parking to the front entrance, and that's where the handicap parking is in the rear, which is compliant. So they fixed that very quickly and easily by making a smooth transition. So thank you to Rockland Trust for being amazing. At Dean, there was a sidewalk that had a really big gap in the pavement. They fixed that, so they filled it in. Done. Thank you to Dean for that. The Children's Museum, they have been amazing with accessibility from day one. There's so much, I can't even touch on every single thing that they've done, but a couple fun updates they've sent me since they've opened. They were excited to add a little bit of additional indoor seating to give people more places to sit. And then there was, I don't have a picture of what it was before, but these, they have these two areas that the kids can go inside to go play, and there was a little bit of a lip. So they added plates so that way somebody can roll in without dealing with that little lip. So they're, again, thank you, Franklin Children's Museum, amazing at, they always hear and receive feedback for accessibility, and they're willing to do everything possible within their budget and means And even if it's not in the moment, they'll eventually do it. Mm-hmm. That's a priority for them. So those are some exciting updates.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anything on any of those?
No. Good job.
Okay. Whew. Well then, the very last thing, I'm going to just circle back around to the lighting from the last meeting. Do you have an update on that?
I did send a letter to the office, which I never heard back from.
Okay.
There's one light that's lit in front of the office, the big tall one that goes over like this.
Okay.
That's lit, but the one at the other end of the parking lot where I park is completely dark.
Okay.
So no contact with them at all. They're not even, I asked if she would please respond to me.
Okay.
Not as a or part of this committee, as just a resident
right.
that lives there.
Right.
And the sidewalks also up there are atrocious.
Okay.
There's holes, there's, I've been trying to get Jeff up there.
Hmm.
And hard to get in contact with them.
Okay.
To take a walk through up there because they are awful.
Okay.
I mean, there are holes and cracks this big.
Yeah.
I mean, and the handicap parking is, there's two handicap spots where I am, and I can't park in one because they're given to other people.
Okay.
So I have to park at that other end with my husband now who's disabled. And I have to get up on a sidewalk with him.
I have a quick question. Do you know, you're saying the handicap spots, are they, you're saying they're assigned to people?
Yes. The, yes.
Does everybody in that complex have assigned parking?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And anybody that has a handicap plaque
okay.
like I do, the two people that live actually in the apartment right next to the handicap spot have that handicap spot.
Yeah.
And I'm on the other end. I mean... Of
so
the parking lot.
So you have assigned parking.
Yeah.
And have you ever requested a handicap
I have.
Spot? Okay.
I have.
Okay.
No luck there.
I'm just stating for
they
the record, this
handicap,
is Central Terrace.
Right, Central Park Terrace. Like where Michael lives. They
yeah.
got a lot of handicap up there.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. We only have the two spaces down where I am.
Okay. I know, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but when it comes to this residential living, that... When there is an ADA compliant unit, there does need to be a handicap spot, right? But not done.
You could have even more when people have even a temporary disability
yeah.
and they request it, and it wouldn't be a handicap spot per se. It would be reserved for the tenant unit 22.
Right, but if she already has an assigned parking spot and it's just not accessible enough for her.
Right.
It should be.
Because my husband's now in a walker.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a wheelchair
yeah.
soon. And how do I do that?
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I added, so.
If you need our help, you know, or my help, let me know.
Yeah.
How can they assign a handicap?
No, they don't
it's
assign
not,
the
it's
handicap.
It's not necessarily a handicap. It would be because.
We all have, everybody has a parking place.
No, but you said.
Whether you're handicapped or not.
But you said the two handicapped spots that they have.
Yes.
Are assigned
the girl that I know,
to somebody.
And the office help told me that that belongs to so and so.
See, I can't.
Now, I thought
I'm
a handicapped
here, I
spot.
Them to go.
Right. No,
what if
I
they're in an ADA
handi-
unit, though? And they live
but,
there.
No, she's just.
No,
there.
I know. I'm trying to be. I'm just trying to have some perspective.
I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a whole different sort of classification
yeah.
than
housing is.
How do mm-hmm. how do you mix the word private and reserved with?
Well, that reserved
state
two
law
of them.
Parking.
Yeah. There's two reserved parking handicap spots for these two women, and neither one of them are disabled.
Do they have placards?
Yes.
Well, then we.
Well,
do
I
you
can't
know them
say
personally.
Not,
we can't judge
them.
Them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just. It seems like an oxymoron
yeah.
that you could have spots.
It shouldn't be an handicap parking space. It should be a space reserved for the tenant. And you should have one for yourself that's
right.
close to your entrance
right.
and accessibility.
Yeah. But it's, I can't get any closer because those two spots are the best spots right there.
Okay.
You know, my apartment
so.
Is way up back. So... we're trying to move, to be honest, because it's just
sounds
terrible.
Like a good idea.
We're trying. it's just a lot to handle right now.
I hear you. I'm sorry it's that much of a struggle. Like, that's
so now
obviously
I'm afraid
right.
So now to take him down the hill, because we have to walk up the hill and down the hill.
I don't blame you.
So it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I made a spreadsheet for Gus for all the locations that have been brought up either here at a meeting or by other residents and whatnot, and he has that spreadsheet, mm-hmm. and at least the lighting was on there, so I will add mm-hmm. the parking and the sidewalks to that as
and
well.
And that one light that's not lit yet.
Yeah, that's on it already.
Okay.
That's already on the list. So I
just worry about my people.
Oh, we all worry about all our people, yeah.
No, being in the medical field, that's all I do is help people.
Exactly.
So
that's what we're here to do, too. Yeah. We care, so I'm going to put it in Gus's hands.
I vaguely talked to Gus about it last meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said they're hard to deal with because they're state.
Well, again, I'm putting it in Gus's hands. There's not a whole lot else we can do right mm-hmm. now because we need the professional evaluations done on mm-hmm. these things, which right. we can help as advocates for stuff, but I'm bringing this up. Like, we need Gus here and, you know.
So if I park in that handicapped spot with my placa on there, would I get towed? I mean, would they tow my car away?
That's the thing. I would never ticket that. That I don't think you can call dibs or reserve a handicap spot.
I'm not sure about that. That's just
I wouldn't be able
like
to do
said,
anything.
It's scary. It's a housing authority?
Yeah.
You know who? Well, we should talk offline regarding who the director is.
Yeah, she's new.
Oh, okay. Need an education curve, so.
Well, she's been in a lot of places, from what I understand, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just different with housing, is the thing. There's a whole
but
different
it's still
set of
all state, though, right? I mean, we fall into state on the committee, correct? We go by their rules.
Handicap spots are that and fire hydrants, those rules are the same across the board. I'd never heard of reserving a handicap spot.
Yeah,
well, when there's ADA units in particular, they can have specific handicap parking spots.
These are just regular apartments.
No.
They're not ADA.
All right. Well, I think for today, this is a valuable discussion, so where we'll leave it for today would be, mm-hmm. it's on Gus's list.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of these things do take time.
Yeah. No, I understand. And maybe I'll be out by then.
and we'll still keep helping to advocate for everybody else that lives there.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah. But I appreciate you bringing it up so that way we can help whoever those people are, yourself included. Yeah.
Thank you.
I recognize we're just past 5, so is there anything else that anyone had wanted to make sure we brought up today?
Just one quick thing. This morning, I saw a wheelchair curler.
Oh.
At Suffolk University, she's going to be in the Paralympics.
Cool.
Well, it did bring back some memories, but I did see her, and she's doing wheelchair curling. She's one of the instructors there.
That's cool.
I don't have more information than that, but you'll have to read it online or whatever.
All right, deal. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay. Now... who is going to move?
You!
I move that we now adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right, our meeting is officially adjourned, 5:04 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.